all in all, this has been just a blessed place to be, and I'm very grateful that God sent me to a place I never dreamed I'd be. And I know my husband's glad to be back in his home state of Wyoming. Yeah, he's already acclimated. He got himself a California, I'm sorry, he changed out his California driver's license very quickly. Now has a Wyoming driver's license, changed the plates on the car, and registered to vote. So, yeah, he's now officially a Wyomingite once again. But thank you for your kind words, Dean. Any other announcements? If not, please stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin and come to God for healing. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have honored you with our lips, but have harmed our neighbors with our tongues. The cravings at war within us cause conflicts and disputes. In our desire to be first, we make distinctions among ourselves. We place the needs of the poor and the suffering last. In your great mercy, forgive us our sins. Draw near to us with grace in time of need, and turn us to follow in the way of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God promises to forgive our iniquity and to remember our sin no more. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, the source of eternal healing, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song number 824, This is My Father's World. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Our reading today is from Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have an understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Or what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Can you hunt the prey for the lion or satisfy the appetite of the young lions? When they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in their covert, who provides for the raven its prey when its young ones cry to God and wander about for lack of food? Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Do you observe the calving of the deer? Do you give the horse its might? Do you clothe its neck with mane? Do you make it leap like the locust? Is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars and spreads its wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes its nest on high? The word of the Lord. We're going to read Psalm 148, but I'd like you to look at it first for a couple of seconds and notice that most of the sentences have exclamation marks at the end. And what that means is that we're going to read this with enthusiasm. Now, you know what that word means. Now, we don't do a lot in the Lutheran Church, as you all know. So here's your chance to show God, let God hear what you have to say. And you also have some instruments, some of you do. And if you get tired of them, pass them to the next person and let them use them. But let's show God what we have here in St. Luke's. So we're going to read Psalm 148 responsively. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights.
Praise Him, all the angels. Praise Him, all the hosts.
That's amazing. You were on to it. Must have had your Wheaties today. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Oh, excuse me. I'm so excited. Okay, it's done. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all your shining stars.
Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created.
Established them forever and ever. He is their balance, and cannot be bad.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of earth and all peoples, princes and rulers of the earth.
Young men.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven.
He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for his people in Israel that are close together. Praise the Lord.
Very good.
Now, Ellie and Ben take those away from you.
Yeah. Really, we probably should have left them because they're enthusiastic right now. The second reading is from James. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was there in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have dogs? How many of you have cats? Tell me if this resonates with you. A dog says, "You pet me, you feed me, you shelter me, you love me, you must be God." A cat says, "You pet me, you feed me, you shelter me, you love me, I must be God." I came across a book a while ago called Cat and Dog Theology, and it is based on just that saying. The dogs act one way, cats act another, and we as people tend to do something very similar. A lot of us have cat theology. Cats act as though God exists to meet their needs, but dogs exist to bring glory to God. Cats worship God because he does things for them. Dogs worship God because God is God. Cats pray for what they want. Dogs pray for what God wants for them. The question really is, do we live for God, or do we think that God lives for us? And so cat theology is not wrong. It is just incomplete. It tends to be focused on what God does for us rather than God just being the awesome creator of all things. Cat theology says, I'm interested in God so long as God gives me what it is I ask for. And dogs just say, I love you, God, no matter what. Like in the song that is sung during Passover, Dayenu. If you had let us out of Egypt and had not given us manna, well, that would be enough. If you had done this thing but hadn't done the next, it would be enough. That's dog theology. Praising God because God is God, not because of what God does for us. And so often, some of our hymns are based so much on cat theology, so much on what we want from God. Praising God more for what God has done for us and seeking God's blessings rather than seeking God. In cat theology, cats want to be close to God. Doesn't your cat want to be close to you? Don't they like to curl up in your lap and get right on that piece of newspaper you're trying to read? They want to be close to God, but they don't want him to interfere with their lives. Isn't that the way of a cat? Do cats come when called? Do cats come when they hear that food is being set out for them? Does your cat know the sound of the can opener? Mine always did. Yeah, they go right to the bowl. They know you're going to feed them. They want you because you feed them, because you care for them, because as far as they're concerned, they remember their days back in Egypt when they were worshipped. Cats don't seem to forget that, do they? Cats want to tell God what to do. Dogs want God to tell them what to do. Cats focus more on the gift that they receive from God, more on the gift giver. Cats want to help people because it makes them feel good. Dogs want to help people in order to bring glory to God. And the good side of that is it makes them feel good as well. Cats love God so long as life is going their way. And dogs love God regardless. Cats focus on the feel-good parts of the Bible. It may leave them feeling good, but unprepared to focus life on life itself. Dogs see all of the Bible, the challenging portions as well as the comforting ones. Cats focus mainly on God's blessings while on earth. Dogs realize that eternity matters much more than anything that happens here. In cat theology, the answer to the question, why did Jesus die on the cross? Because he loves me. He died for my sins. He died so I can be forgiven. He died so I can go to heaven. I. And that's not wrong. But it's not enough. But Jesus died to glorify his Father, as well as to do all those things that cats acknowledge. Dogs make God's glory their number one priority. Cats make their own glory their number one priority. Because what God wants is for God's name to be made holy, to be sanctified. Dogs know that putting anything above God distorts creation. Dogs' prayer requests are focused not just on what their own needs are,
but about God being glorified because their needs have been met. Dogs realize that sometimes they're called upon to sacrifice for the advancement of the kingdom. Cats are not that fond of sacrifice. Dogs want to see God's glory go out to all nations. Dogs are willing to go or help send others to tell nations about God. Cats want to stay home. Home is where it's safe. Do cats want you to change their lives? They like things neat and comfortable. As long as they have a cozy place to lie down and sleep. As long as they have food. But dogs want to be changed. Dogs want to be trained. Dogs want to be encouraged to find new and better ways to serve their masters. I picked up a book last night and just started reading about the exploits of dogs. All the great things that dogs have done for humankind. You probably read some of those stories. The way that people who are incarcerated train dogs and find that in training dogs, they themselves are trained and changed. Our animals can do that for us. And so by observing just our own pets, our cats and our dogs, we can see the heart that we should have. The heart of a dog that wants to serve the master, rather than the heart of a cat that wishes to be served. And so I ask that you consider the lessons that you learned from your pets, your cats, and your dogs. What do cats teach you? What do they teach you about your relationship with your master? What do dogs teach you? What do they teach you about your relationship with your master? I've had a few cats that have been enthusiastic when I've come home, mostly because they think that that's the time that they're going to be fed. But my dogs are always enthusiastic when I come home. They act as though I've left them forever, even when all I did was go out to take out the trash. They clamor to see me. They are so excited. They're so, so glad that I'm with them. I was thinking, do we have that same excitement when we encounter our master? Are we so, so delighted to be in the presence of our God? If I could be half the follower that my dog is in serving my own master, I'd be doing well. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, number 835, All Creatures Worship God Most High.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, sing.
invite you to be seated and to pull out your cell phone pictures of your animals if you have them. I'll give you a few moments. And if you don't, just keep an image of a beloved animal in your thoughts. What we were just singing, "All Creatures Worship God Most High," is based on the Canticle of the Creatures by St. Francis of Assisi. And I thought it was appropriate, as we talk about the ways to worship God, to acknowledge that all creation praises and worships our God. So if you have pictures of your animals, we will pray for our animals. O holy and mighty Creator, we bless your name. We praise and acknowledge that you are sovereign in all the universe, that all things praise you as we should as well. We thank you for the gift of creation. We thank you for the sky, the earth, the waters, and all the creatures upon it. We thank you for the gift of plants. We thank you for all things in creation. And on this day, we thank you for the gift of animals most of all. We thank you for the animals that you have sent that feed us. We thank you for the people who tend them and ask that you help them to tend the creatures with great care. And we especially thank you for the companion animals that you've given us, beloved animals that we've had in the past who will follow that rainbow bridge to where you are. We give you thanks for their companionship, for the things that they have taught us, for the friendship that we had with them. We give you thanks and praise for the time that we had with those beloved creatures. And we pray for those companion animals that we have now, for dogs, for cats, for birds, for guinea pigs, for all manners of creatures. And we ask, Lord, that you bless them. Be with them as they age, for some of our pets are growing older and may not be with us for much longer. Help them to teach us about the end of life, about preparing for those final days. For our young animals, Lord, bless them as they show us the enthusiasm that we had in our youth. For our middle-aged animals, who are steady companions, steady sources of support, be with them, Lord. Help them to teach us their ways, to teach us how we can be steady and faithful to you. So be with all the creatures of this earth, the wild things, in lakes and rivers and streams, the wild things on the prairies and the mountains, the wild things that fill the skies, and the tame and domestic creatures, the ones that provide us sustenance, the ones that provide us companionship. Surround them with your grace, and surround us with your grace and mercy as we care for these creatures, for you put us as stewards of your creation, to take good care of what you provided. We don't often do that. So forgive us, Lord, for the ways that we have not cared for your creation as we should. And with all creatures, with all things on the earth and above the earth and under the earth, we give you thanks and praise. And Lord God, Almighty One, Creator of all things, Creator of us. Amen. Please stand as you're able to join together as we profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Drawn together in the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray with confidence for the Church, God's good creation, and all who are in need.
We pray for the people of God in all places. Shape our witness to the good news of Jesus, that we may joyfully share your transforming love with all whom we encounter. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the healing of the earth. Renew oceans and seas, marshes and estuaries. Uphold the work of conservationists, oceanographers, and all who care for fragile ecosystems and habitats. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for peace and cooperation among local and global communities. Bless the efforts of community organizers, international aid workers, and all those who work for justice and peace around the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for all who are in any need. To all who grieve, bring consolation. To all who are weary or lonely, bring solace. By your grace, make your presence known among all who call to you for healing. And we pray especially now for those on our prayer chain, for those we name aloud in the quietness of our hearts. We pray for all who are suffering from the devastating waters that are flooding so much of the east. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for caregivers, doctors and nurses, home health aides and counselors, and those who care for loved ones. Sustain them in their work and help us to build a health care system that supports all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for the saints who now rest in your eternal presence, especially those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. In thanksgiving for their lives of faithful service and witness, we commend them to your loving care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We entrust these and all our prayers to you, Holy God, in the name of your beloved child, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Savior of Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened for us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join our unending hymn.
Forever and ever.
daughters of God throughout, receive this blessing. God Almighty, God most merciful, bless you, keep you, and give you peace. Amen. In the beginning was the gift, and the gift was with God, and the gift was God. And the gift came and set its tent among us. Teachers were sent to teach us humans ways of compassion. Teachers in the form of fellow humans, of animals, of plants. Teachers in the form of mountains and stars and seas. Earth wonders and waits for the gift made flesh. Earth wonders and waits to see if humanity is a gift. You are a gift. A gift made in the image and likeness of the Creator. Be a gift to one another. Be a gift to neighbor. Be a gift to the earth. Bear Christ's love to an earth waiting, trembling, for you to use your giftedness. Let your gifts magnify the Lord, bringing honor and glory to our God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us join together in our ascending song, Let All Things Now Living, number 881.